So how many times have you had to do this over the last few months?
Oh, hello?
Anna, down!
Who's there? Later on.
Bob, can you work this thing out?
Nana!
Oh, there you go.
We've all spent countless hours either on video calls or setting them up for ourselves, our kids, or even older relatives. In fact, kid play dates on these video conferencing calls are so, I hope someone's doing a PhD in them. Like, it's fascinating. My 9-year-old colours in at the same time as her friend, and they don't talk, they just colour in as they look at each other. It's pretty weird. They seem happy. And while I'm sure we've all put in plenty of effort, older Australians are still feeling really isolated during the pandemic. A new report from the Australian Institute of Family Studies shows many people over 70 are without a daily contact with their family, and some are going a full week without touching base with a loved one. So how can we do better at staying connected with those that we do love? Anne Hollands is the Institute's director and joins me now. Anne, hello.
Hello, Patricia.
Grandparents around the country have been cut off from their social networks and their children and their grandkids. How important is it to keep those connections through this time?
Well, you know, this report and lots of other reports that have come out have really reinforced how much we want to be connected with each other at the very time when it's just got really, really hard. And as you said in your intro, Our report, which came out today, really highlighted that it's the older groups that are missing out the most, for obvious reasons. You know, there's the health issues and the need to for them to be safe, but also I guess their lack of familiarity with using technology. And it's not a great time to be teaching your grandparent to use video, by the way, because you can't sit next to them to teach them. So, you know, it's like, If they weren't onto it before COVID, it's been very hard to get them onto it now. Having said that, a lot of people have really worked hard on this and are doing some very, very creative things using video calls, you know, like, you know, sharing meals together, having birthday parties, you know, playing games, all that kind of thing. But on the whole, the survey that we did of 7,300 people across Australia, we did find that those older people were missing out.
So talk to me about creative solutions to staying connected, because just talking over Zoom can get quite dull day after day. Well, it does for me. I know some people don't mind it, but, you know, I have friends who say, let's Zoom, and I'm like, I fall into some sort of coma. I'm like, no, I'm going to go for a walk, which is what I do instead. Are there some, you know, more engaging ways we can spend time with our parents and grandparents?
Well, most of the examples we were given, and this was from older people themselves, were the creative ways of using video that actually make it more interesting. And things like, you know, not necessarily asking younger children to talk to you, because they do lose interest pretty quickly. But if you actually have the video on while the kids are playing and chatting to each other, that brings the older person into the room and into the family. They get a lot of joy out of that as well. So, you know, all of that, I guess it sort of requires a bit of thinking about what's going to fit your particular circumstances. But, you know, I agree with you. I'm totally over video calls myself, because, you know, we would be using them for work all the time.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to socialise on video. And I think there's also something in here to think about in this report about the fact that all older people are used to talking on the phone.
Oh. So the phone. Why are we undervaluing the phone, Anne?
I know, totally. So just pick up the phone and call your older relative or your older friend, because that will be good for their mental health. Just do it, and do it often. And you know, and at a time particularly in Melbourne and Victoria at the moment, with so much grief, so much anxiety, so much uncertainty, you know, I think it's important to start to focus on what you do have some control over when you feel like you've got none. One of the things you do have control over is reaching out to the older person in your family. Just do it. It will make a difference, and you'll be doing some real good, and maybe you will feel better for it as well.
There have been some pretty nifty solutions to staying connected. Tell me about the Shenanigans YouTube channel. Nanagans? Oh, sorry, I just love that. Shenanigans.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry, I don't know the name of the lady who set it up, but it was a grandmother, and she set up this YouTube channel where she basically reads stories, children's stories, on YouTube, just like you would, you know, to kids sitting in front of you. And what a great idea to be able to actually use that kind of technology to read a story and connect with a young child. It's a really good idea.
It's a great idea. It's such a good idea. So it doesn't all have to be online, right? You can just do a good old-fashioned, like, write a letter.
Well, you can. And, in fact, in our survey, how many people, let me just check that, definitely a lot more older people were writing letters than younger people. 30% of the over 70s were still writing letters compared to 19%. I thought that was actually quite high. 19% of over 40-year-olds. I mean, I was amazed at that figure. But look, again, letters, you know, write letters if you know that that's what the older person would really enjoy. You know, just do it. This is a time that I think we should really be reaching out to them.
Now, I'm being a bit sneaky here, Anne Hollands, but we need to ask you about your new role, because this week you're appointed, you know, I can't help myself, as the new National Children's Commissioner. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
It's an incredible job. It's an extraordinary time to move into the position. How is the pandemic going to shape your ideas about being a children's commissioner? Because I think children are really having a really hard time of this pandemic.
Well, and, you know, we're not really hearing much about how kids are doing right now, because so much of our attention, of course, is on other areas of need with the pandemic. So I'm not starting till November, but one of the things that I'll be really wanting to understand is who has done the research on kids and their experiences, and what are we hearing from children right now? Because there may be some long-term effects for kids that we need to pay attention to. But that's just one of a plethora of issues, Patricia, and you have put me on the spot here.
I have.
I've only just found out myself, so I have to do a lot of thinking about this, but there is an enormous amount of work to be done. Just, you know, you were just talking to Pat Turner. Mm. So much to be done with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders children's issues. So much work to be done just across the board. But the good news is there's a huge kind of network of people out in Australia who have an interest in child wellbeing, and I'm really keen to harness that strength and those collaborative relationships to now actually do something. You know, where there's been a lot of reports, we actually have quite a lot of evidence to support it. We always need more evidence. But I'm really looking now for some change, and to be working with people like Pat Turner and others to get this change happening.
Thank you so much for joining us, and congratulations again.
Thank you so much.
Anne Hollands is the director of the Australian Institute of Family Studies, but she has, in fact, just this week been appointed as the National Children's Commissioner in the Human Rights Commission. So she starts that later this year, and it's an important job, that one. It's one of the newer roles in the commission, but a really important job.